Good afternoon, and thank you to the organizers for giving me the opportunity to give a presentation today. The title is Long-Term Effects of Potation and Tillage on Visual Evaluation of Soil Structure, Soil Quality, and Crop Yield. And I'm Lars Munkholm from Denmark, actually. And the study was carried out during a sabbatical leave at the University of Guelph last year. And my co-authors are Richard Heck and Bill Dean from University of Guelph. The objective of this study was to evaluate long-term effects of rotation and tillage on soil quality and crop yield. And for that purpose, we used a long-term experiment at Elora. It was initiated in 1980, so it was 30 years old last year. It's a silt loam, and it's a tillage rotation and tillage trial with rotation as the main factor and tillage as sub-factor. And for this study, we used three rotations, a continuous corn, and corn, oats, barley rotation with red clover as cover crop after oats and barley. We call it a diverse rotation. And then a corn-soybean rotation was also included. The tillage treatments included mobile plowing and no-till. And this is how it looked like when we took the samples early June last year, shortly after crop emergence. It was corn was grown in all the treatments, and there was green. At this point, there was not a lot of difference between the treatments, except of course you can see the difference between no-till and ploughed in relation to residue cover. The measurements that we carried out, we measured or we evaluated soil structure using a visual method in the topsoil. And we did that two times during the growing season, at the beginning and shortly before harvest. And then we measured penetration resistance and took some core samples from 10 to 20 centimeters of depth and determined total and air fill porosity, put them through a CT scanner, and also did a drop shatter test. And we also measured the corn yield. We, for this visual evaluation of soil structure, we used the method described by Ball et al. In 2007, visual evaluation of soil structure, that's what we call the method. It's a very simple method where you have this diagram or chart here that we use in the field, then we assess the structural quality, give a grade from 1 to 5, where 1 is the best, is friable, and 5 is the worst for very compact soil. And we look at size and appearance of aggregates and porosity and roots, if there are any roots. So that was what we did at two times during the growing season. We take a spadeful of soil and break it up gently and then evaluate the structure. And these pictures show three spadefuls from a no-till, continuous corn, and this versatile rotation, and the corn-soybean. And in all cases, well, we found in general a better structural score for this diverse rotation compared to the continuous corn and corn soybean. I hope that you can see that that the aggregates are larger here. It's more cloddy structure compared to the diverse rotation. But again, a score of 3 is the mean moderate score, so it's not completely bad. This graph here sums up the results from this score. From the scoring of the soil structure. And I would like to emphasize a few things here. First of all, there was a rotation effect both times of sampling. for the diverse rotation, we had better scores compared to the continuous corn and the corn soybean. And there was also a clear tillage effect. Better scores were obtained for the mold-bar plowing compared to no-till, especially in the beginning of the growing season. Because there was a tendency, especially for continuous corn and corn soybean, that the scores for mold-bar plowing were worse at the end of the growing season than in the beginning. And we supplemented these visual evaluations with these quantitative measures of, for instance, penetration resistance. And here you can see results from the continuous corn and for the diverse rotation. First of all, I would like to emphasize that, well, we saw some significant differences in the 7 to 20 centimeters depth, and the highest penetration resistance was recorded for the no-till continuous corn and the lowest for mobile applying diverse rotation. There was clear differences, especially in the 10 to 20 centimeters of depth, which was, of course, equivalent to the sampling depth that where we took the cores. And these are results from the porosities of these undisturbed cores, total porosity, airfield porosity, and porosity from the CT imagery. And, well, I won't go into detail with them, but there was, in all cases, a clear tillage effect. Highest porosity obtained for mobile plowing, and lows for no-till. There was not a clear effect of rotation for these porosities, which was in contradiction with the visual evaluation. And these pictures here shows you the two examples from the CT scanning, one from no-till continuous corn and mobile plowing, and there was obvious differences, lower porosity for no-till, and also that the porosity was more continuous macropores that was dominating in the no-till compared to mobile plowing for the continuous corn. Then to the drop shatter test, that showed actually a clear effect of rotation. The samples from the diverse rotation fragmented more strongly than for the continuous corn. There was no significant effect of tillage, but there was a tendency here for the continuous corn to have the least fragmentation for the no-till. And what about the yields? And this shows, the graph here shows the crop yields for the three different rotations, and there was a rather high yield, around 12 tons per hectare, and the highest yield was obtained for the diverse rotation. And significantly lower yields for the other two rotations, and for the continuous corn and the corn soybean, there was a clear effect of tillage, lowest yield for the no-till compared to the mold-bar plowing. Then I would like to show you this graph here as the last one, where we have correlated these VES scores, this visual structure scores with the yield, and this is plot values, and you can see there is a correlation, a negative correlation between yield and best score. Again, the best score was one here. Of course, there's some scatter indicating that soil structure is not the only factor playing a role in the crop yield, and of course there's also variation, but again, There is a relationship, and I think that's the main point here. To sum up, The visual evaluation showed that there was effect of both rotation and tillage. Best scores for the Dravet rotation, and for mobile plowing, we also had better scores than for no-till in general. Porosity, there was a clear difference between mobile plowing and no-till, especially regarding the back pores. For the drop shadow test, there was a clear effect of rotation. And for the yields, there was both rotation and tillage effects, but highest yield for the diverse rotation and lows for the no-till continuous corn. And I think the main take-home message from this presentation here is that these data from this experiment indicates that a diverse rotation was needed for optimal performance of no-till for this trial or for these circumstances for this soil type and climate. So that's the main point, that the race rotation was needed for optimal performance of no-till. Thank you. Well, sorry, I had this last slide. I would like to acknowledge Henk Biggers and Tatiana Riedel for technical support and OECD and the Danish Ministry of Food, Agriculture and Fisheries for funding. Thank you.
We have 5 minutes for question and answer. If you have any questions, you're most welcome.
Could you improve the performance of the continuous corn and corn soybean rotation by inserting cover crops in between them?
Well, that's very likely. But as you probably know, I was a visitor, and so I'm not an expert in these continuous corn and corn soybean rotations. So, guess that Rafik and you'll probably return to that later on. Yeah. Since 1980, so it was 30 years old.
And has a trend, these results reflect the early results?
Regarding yields and so on?
Especially the parameters.
They are in line with previous results from the experiment.
Thank you.